Good morning. Good morning to all. So we've had a request to go a little bit more on something that we were talking about at the very end of last week or the last time we were together, which was no problems. So we'll be doing that. So let's take a breath. And rest in the real that there is no person here to speak, and that there is no person present to listen. Okay. Recognize only the self is present, and if talking is happening or seems to be happening, it is of the self. And if listening seems to be taking place, this too is the self. The self in awareness of words, which is called speaking and listening. There is one presence. One life, one self, one being. This infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. We may dream of being separate. We may dream of being born, and we may dream of death. But we awake from that dream of limitations and recognize what we have always been, the one pure presence. So take a breath and rest back. So, as I mentioned, we are starting with a request to have a bit of a review from the other week. And this, it was especially on the last part where we were having questions and comments. Okay. So turn to the heart and pay attention to the listener. Now, you may have heard the statement, but we do have a statement, and it pops up in many spiritual studies that there are no problems. And in truth, what we call problems have no reality. So then we might ask, well, then where do problems come from? What is actually taking place in the activity of seeming to have a problem? So we're going to take a look. That we might see more clearly. First, what do we consider a problem? And probably a gazillion things just started to pop in as thoughts. So I've condensed it. So we consider a problem just about anything that does not conform to our beliefs of what should be taking place for our comfort and happiness. Does that sound about right? So there might be a homeless appearance or an appearance of not being able to make the mortgage payment or having a terminal illness, all the way to having a cut on a finger that hurts. We consider these things problems. We consider much more than what I have mentioned here as being a problem. Maybe the shade won't go up. That's a problem. What's wrong with this thing? I'm going to have to fix it or change it or call in somebody to take a look. I can't get on a ladder. What am I going to do about it? And in that instant, mind has created a problem. A problem that I can't do anything, or what am I going to do about this situation? So I'd like you to take up any idea or anything in your belief system that you would call a problem. It doesn't matter what it is. Can be something recent or something that may have been with you for some time. So, everybody, let's find an idea, a something going on now or not, but that we consider to be a problem, either right now or it wasn't sometime in the past, or I have the feeling it might be in the future. So find something there. Take a notice as to where the idea of problems is coming from. Take a look. Where did it come from? Came through thoughts, came through mind. So logically, in that situation, our first question might be, is there anything that can be done about it right now? Within this moment, within this breath, we could be asking, is there anything that can be done about this right now? The blind is stuck in coming off the hinge. Is there anything I can do about that right now? Well, I can't get on a ladder. I don't have one. And I'm not going to stand on a chair. So for that, there would be no, there's nothing I can do about that in this moment. Done. I don't have the mortgage money. Is there anything I can do about it in this moment? Does it require worrying? Does it require fearfulness to address the question? No. It requires a little turning, taking the breath, turning within. Anything I can do in this moment? The answer is no. We rest back in the heart and let things unfold as they're going to unfold. If there's something that can be done in the moment, then the body mind will be used to take care of what it can take care of in that moment. There is a presence. So that's our first question. But I'd like to look for an answer from two perspectives. And for the first part, I mean, you're still holding things that might be a problem or was a problem. Okay. From two different angles, I'd like to take a look at this. And for that first part, of course, we turn to the mind and ask the question of it. Is there anything that can be done right now? Okay. So that's the first perspective. And just pay attention to what thoughts are being presented to you at that moment. From mind, it is usually a cacophony of thoughts. From, well, I could do this too. I can't do anything. What am I going to do? This has to be done and I can't do it. The we call monkey mind. Just watch how the mind comes in and takes charge, and usually in a fearful way or an anxious way. So we need to be aware of that. So we ask the question and we pay attention to the thoughts that rise up in regards to it. So we're paying very close attention to what the thoughts are as you wait and listen for an answer. Perhaps some emotions arose with that, or feelings may have risen. One thing mind will attempt to do is go through many scenarios to take care of what it perceives to be a problem. The I that I am does not have a problem, but mind can create one. Okay. So I'm going to use this story, this scenario of a problem coming into or blossoming. Okay. So we're going to take a look at this one. Okay. You have a flight, right? You got a flight to Europe. Woo-woo. And your friend just called to let you know she cannot take you to the airport as was thought. What do you think mine would do with that? Okay. So maybe a little feeling of panic starts to rise. Recognize that those thoughts and that feeling are rising from mind, not from being. Okay. Perhaps a little feeling of a betrayal might even float in there, and maybe some fear too. I can't miss that flight. I can't miss it. What am I going to do? And those are the usual thoughts that come up. What am I going to do? At that moment, we have given the appearance to the mind. We have now put mind in command. It's the usual. So thoughts, maybe such as, I'll call my cousin. Wow, but what if she can't do it? Okay, let's see. I'll make shuttle arrangements, or I'll call the Uber, and or maybe I'll ask my neighbor. But all of the thoughts of mind begin to rise in an attempt to find a solution to the words, I'm sorry, but I have an emergency and I can't take you to the airport. All the thoughts rising out of mind, which is out of consciousness, but all the thoughts rising are, they're like waves. And we begin to feel that what mind is saying are the answers. Call the husband, call the shuttle, cousin, call the for a shuttle, call for an Uber, ask my neighbor, try to reach my cousin. All of those are filling us up, and they seem like, okay, the answer is there, but which one do I choose? What do I do next? What do I do first? Seem to be a little panic starting to settle in. What do I do? But now we might feel stuck with not knowing which one is the right one. What do I choose first? Where do I go? So from the ego mind, or from the sleeping mind, or the ignorant mind, the question being, is it which one do I do? Which one do I choose? But what is being attempted is to have the outcome that I want. I have to choose the right one or the right way so that I win or I have a gain. Again, to have the outcome that I want. So I can step out of this fearfulness, anxiety. Okay. Because why? Because the dual mind thoughts are fearful ones about losing. That's what's going on below. What do I do? How do I get this solved? Where, what can help me? What? Beneath that is that fear of loss, and the loss being, I will miss that plane if I do not choose the correct answer that mind is presenting. So now we feel we have a problem. Because we cannot seem to find that correct answer. So, in that, the fear might rise or the anxiety. We have to choose the right answer. I think everybody can relate to that that little scenario. You may have had even something similar. So now I want to take that same example, that same story, but this time we're not going to give it to the mind. You have all, for years, been sitting and watching thoughts. You know how to not touch them. You know how to not pick them up so that they might weave that story. So, again, bring up that scenario we just did. The friend calls, I'm so sorry, I have an emergency and I can't take you to the airport. But this time, we are going to be aware of it from the heart. Okay. So, bring up that scenario. But this time, take a breath and rest back, as you all know how to do. In the stillness of the heart. Now, you're just letting the thoughts come if they do, and they're going to come about what should be done or what should not be done. But this time, we are just letting them pass by. We're not allowing thoughts to be in command, to be in control. That's not their job. And they don't know how to do it. Okay, so we're just letting them pass by. And we are resting in the peace that is yourself. Now, we all know from past experience how scary some appearances can be. But recognize they are only scary to the mind. It is mind that brings up the thoughts of fear, doubt, anxiety. Only mind does that. Not the heart, not yourself, not the presence. So here, what we call a problem, or what mind calls a problem, is a grand opportunity. Everything that comes to your awareness, and again, a homeless appearance, not having money for the mortgage, maybe not even having food for the table, not having a friend, or whatever mind is tempting you to believe is a problem, are appearances of opportunity to wake up. So again, we are letting the thoughts go by about what should be done or should not be done, letting them pass by. We are resting in the peace that is ourself. So take a breath and rest in letting go of the story of a problem. Letting go mind, creating that story of a problem. And mind in its attempt to bring up answers of what it should do. Okay. Just doing the usual stuff, taking a breath, watching thoughts, and giving no control to mind whatsoever. So you should be able to see the difference when we are seeing clearly and when we are not seeing clearly. When we do not see clearly, there are so many answers when mind is involved and when mind is in command. And you can tell when mind is in command. Again, the feelings of fear and doubt, panic, anxiety, so many answers, no clarity. So you know that, and you know that we are just to watch them and rest in being. You have the opportunity, take it and practice taking that breath and resting back in what is real. Rest in the real. So, if you have been able to see this clearly, and after going through both of these examples, the one where mind is in command, the one where you are consciously present, resting in the real. The first scenario with mind, you are not consciously present. You have given yourself to mind to do what it will. The truth being, you are present. That is why we take the breath, and that is why we rest back away from the mind. On the seeing clearly, you will see that there is no person present to have a problem. There is no person to be seeking for an answer to a so-called problem, be it through the mind or through the heart, there is no person present to have a problem. And the I does not have a problem. No matter how often you may speak the words, I have a problem, the I does not have a problem. It is the mind presenting the story of a problem. So, any answer that is sought for is already completed within you. Recognize mind does not have the answer. The answer is already complete within you. And why is that? Because you are already the presence of completeness. There is nothing missing from your being. no matter what we feel is needed. And we create a story because we don't know how to fulfill that need. You have to recognize that is mind at play. Because again, there is nothing missing from the I that you are. Now, the I that keeps claiming to have a problem is not what you are. That is mind. Okay? So we have this, that there is nothing missing from your being. It is a matter of being still in trust. And let that which is animate body and mind to any action that is to be happening. So we have, it's a matter to being still. When thoughts arises about a problem, do you take that moment to become still? And is there trust in what you already are? If there is not yet, then let that be your devotion of practice to open up from the heart. And trust the universe, trust your being to fulfill what is to be fulfilled. You may not even be on that plane for a reason that you do not even know, and mind does not even know. But that within your heart will know. Trust whatever it is going on, just trust that there is this withinness that knows, and just be still and let it unfold. Mind does not always like the unfoldment of the heart, but I have to say, oh well, if it's going to complain, let it complain. But just watch it and don't get involved. So it is a matter of stillness and trust. You know this. This is how we see clearly. Okay. So something will take place, something will unfold, and it's in that that you trust. And the seeming correct answer to an appearance that is taking place in time. And it is a seeming answer. And I say seeming correct answer because there was never a problem. But we would look at the solution as having been the correct answer. But no, it is life flowing. It is love flowing. It is silence flowing. It's just flowing. There's not a correct answer or an incorrect answer because there is no answer. Why? Because there is no problem. But something will take place. Something will unfold. But try to see it as life being life rather than an answer to a problem. Now, the only time you will live under the illusion of having a problem is when an appearance is given to mind. Okay. So the answer already is be still. If mind is tempting you with the problem, the answer is be still. See it as an opportunity, not as some kind of a problem. Okay. So I'd like to hear some of your comments about what happens when going to the mind as an authority in instructing you what to do? I mean, we've all done it, but I'd like to hear if this is clear, if what we have just gone over is clear for you, and if you have any questions on that. This is so important to see this clearly.
Mary,
Yes, my love. Yes.
I had a situation that came up years ago where this type of solution, if you will, took place. I wanted to do volunteer work at a hospital, but I wanted to do it with infants. I specifically wanted to do it with infants, so I let them know that, and they said, "No, we have volunteers for that. We need volunteers for children that are older." And I had done that before. I really didn't want to do it, but I felt the need to do work. So I went through all the preparation to do this, blood work, et cetera, examinations.
Right.
And I was completely okay with doing this. And when I got to the hospital that Friday, they said, "You know, Peggy, an unusual thing happened. There are no children here to be watched, but we have an overabundance of infants. Do you think that you can work in the infant ward this week?" So I did, and I was thrilled about it. That's exactly what I wanted. The following thing happened the next week, and then they said to me, "We're going to give you that ward to work in." And I worked there for 6 years, and
Wow.
I was, I think, complete. I surrendered. I said, "Okay, this is what I'll do." And it worked out. I didn't think about it. It just worked out perfectly. And like I said, I was there for 6 years, and I loved it. I didn't think. I just did, you know. I did what was
Right.
presented to me.
Yeah, that's great. Without a lot of anxiety and anger and resentment and all of
No.
that going on because I'm not getting my way. You know, that's mind having its little tantrum. Well, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
And everyone was better for it, right?
Oh yeah, I got what I exactly I
Yeah.
needed. I met the right people there. I learned the procedures I wanted to learn there, and it was so fulfilling. And like you said, I didn't go to the mind. I just was open. And it just what exactly I wanted and needed presented itself without me saying,
Right.
I'm not going to do this. I wanted
Right.
it this way. And it was being
Beautiful.
open.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we don't always recognize the answer. Okay. And that could be because there is no problem to have an answer to. But when we are still, and when we say, we're literally saying, Thy will be done, not mine. That's what we're in that devotional state. That's what we are inwardly saying when we don't give it to mind. And we rest, take that breath and rest back. We are literally saying, Thy will be done, not mine. And that's probably the hardest statement for some to live with. But mind cannot live with that statement. This is why you have to see clearly. Do not give mind any authority to live God's life. Life knows life. Okay. How about somebody else?
Mary,
Yes, love.
I have two things, but when you started this morning, you said if you have thoughts, it's mind talking to itself, it's this self. I can't remember what it was, but I've been kind of stuck on that.
If there is talking
Going
and
on.
listening, if there is talking going on, it is self speaking to self. It's God in a monologue. It's God speaking to God, consciousness speaking to consciousness, because there's nothing else here.
I'm trying to understand that probably in my mind, and it's not.
Well, okay, the
But
appearance is that there is a Mary here speaking to, right at this moment, speaking to Kate. That is the way many students would see that. But that is not truth. There is only consciousness here. There's not a person Mary here, and there's not a person Kate over there. Mary and Kate are labels for the form, not for identification. Your identification is God consciousness. My identification is God consciousness. So it is always God in a monologue. God is always speaking to itself, or consciousness is always speaking to itself. There are no persons to speak to each other. So it is always self speaking to self, because self is God.
thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I kind of got, it's like a glitch. I go, what is she really saying here?
Glitch in the matrix.
You go. But I wanted to share something that happened to me last week.
Yes, love.
And I have heard you say, I've heard everybody say, trust your heart. And yeah, it sounds cool, you know, like trust my heart. And last, it doesn't really matter about the whole thing, but I had this experience where I had to really listen to my heart. And my mind kept saying, oh, your heart doesn't know your heart. Your heart doesn't know me. You don't even know how to listen to your heart. It had a whole thing going on. And I just sat there, and this person asked me, and it came from within me. It was like it knew exactly what to say. And it had nothing to do with what my mind was saying. It was so, and I did it again. And then I've been sitting with myself before I do things, and I just stop and I wait and I listen and it comes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
How does that feel, trusting the self? Because that's what you're doing. You're trusting yourself.
Your trust, I know, I didn't realize that. I kept thinking it was in my heart. It's me.
Well, we use the heart. I use it because I'd say get out of the head and get into the heart, meaning get out of the mind activity of thoughts and all of that rhetoric. And get into the silence of your being.
Yes.
Yeah, get into, go back to the silence and go back within. Yeah, get
And
out of the mind's drama. Get out of that dream.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I know you all have stories like this.
Mary, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So with what you just described and the process or opportunity, like with a confrontation with somebody who you feel you're being attacked, right? And they're coming at you with all kinds of scenarios or you said she said type of thing.
Right.
In that situation, is would it be to take the breath and just rest back and get into the silence? You know, you don't have to answer right away and just sit there and wait till the person who's speaking to you has finished saying everything and wait
Yeah,
for
just
the answer.
yeah. Right. If you're not able to, okay, if you're not animated to move that body away from that person. Okay, if you're staying there by that person, because you can always walk away, you
Well,
know.
sometimes it's on a phone, you know.
Oh, okay. Remember how we used to hang up? But anyway, what it is the same thing. You go to the heart. You are the stillness. You are that silence, and you rest in that. And what is to be spoken will be spoken. What is to take place will take place. It's when we start trying to think of what should I say, because at that point, you've given it to mind, and you're not paying attention to the God presence that is actually there. Mind is paying attention to a person that is speaking. He said, she said, she said, he said. So you have to get out of mind, get into the heart, and listen from there. Because what is present is not a person speaking he, she, see, he. That what is there is your own self. That pure consciousness is there. That's what's there. And when you're resting in your heart and you see that, the energy of that whole conversation could change. I don't know. A gazillion things could take place. But you want to be in that stillness and listening from there, because it might even be a call for help. And if you're in mind and you're listening from mind, then you're involved as a person to a person in that. Then you're back in dreaming. You're dreaming, right? So yes, rest back in the heart. Listen from there. Listen to, pay attention to the listener.
Mary,
Yes, love.
I just wanted to add something here. It's like the heart. When you say the heart, it's that spacious, it's that spacious listening you were speaking about last time.
Right, it is the
That
self. Yeah,
it's
it is
just,
the infinite self.
so it just opens up the space.
Yes.
That it's you're kind of continuing what you spoke about the last time. That was very important.
Yeah, Peggy, that would, when you are listening from the heart, you are listening from love, you are listening from compassion, you are listening from oneness, you are listening, from a whole different level than if you're taking it in, this person is saying this and this person. There's not a person there. We touch on that every Sunday. I think I speak that in the beginning. And that's how you want to see. You want to see from the heart, because then you're seeing oneness. Yes, it takes practice. Okay, it takes devotion, but yes, that's where you want to be. Yeah. Okay, guys, come on.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, love.
I just wanted to share. I completely understand what you're saying. I experience it so often at work when I'm working with patients. We already have things prepared for them to do. It's already set up, but when the patient walks in, it could be a whole different scenario that day. But what I try to do as the patient is talking to me, I get very still within and I wait for the next direction to go in. And it always, spirit always moves me to the right place, the right activity to work on with them, which is completely not what I designed for the day for them, And it literally, and it's the feeling of it is such freedom because I don't need Mary doesn't need to do anything. My spiritual self is doing everything. And I know the patient feels it. I feel very lifted because it's you just feel one with the individual. It's not that we're separate anymore. It may not happen every time, but it I do it I really I take it to heart and like you said, and just allow God knows exactly what that individual needs. I don't. And so
Because God is that individual.
yeah.
That's how it knows, God knows what it needs.
Exactly. And it's so beautiful. It's just, it's complete.
And then
It's
God,
complete.
through this body form, takes care of God in that body form with what
Right.
this one is told that that one needs. But it is all God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
It's
actually,
beautiful.
there is no doing. There is
Right.
no doing. It's just life flowing. Life is flowing. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a
Yeah,
flow.
God, yeah, God, it, God
It's
consciousness is not a doer. It
right.
is just life unfolding. Right.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love. That's it. Come on. Good
Mary?
morning. Good morning, Inge.
Good morning. I just want to mention this week I had difficulties to listen to a person who was visiting me and was talking and talking and talking. For me, it seemed like random things. Just what he had experienced that time in row. And when now look back, actually, I felt somehow I'm impatient or not very patient because I'm not used to listen to someone talking so much. And yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned again to rest back and really listen with the heart, no matter what is being spoken, whether it makes sense or not. Yeah, it feels good to have this openness inside and not judge about what is happening. And yeah, I will try that for the next 2 days. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you,
it
love.
was help for me today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's call it done. We'll do our prayer. Let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you for the being I am. For I am you and you are I. There is no difference between the you and I. I am the one that is. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Om Shanti. Amen. Om Namaste.